2010, I became homeless. My house got hit by lightning and it burned to the ground. The crazy thing before that is that 1 year before that, my grandmother died, and I was raised by my grandmother, so that really hit me hard. The other thing too is, from the outside, I look very, well, I look very successful. I had a thriving business. I had a great girlfriend. But on the inside, I just felt empty. I felt like I couldn't hold on. I was full of fear. I was sick. Very, very sick. And I just wasn't happy. So with that house burning, I decided to make a choice. I chose to leave everything. I chose to walk away and try to find myself, try to find happiness. I figured that walking away, I probably lost about $1.5 million. And who knows how much over the course of 10 to 15 years. It would probably make me sick if I thought about it. But in my travels, I slowly started to find this inner peace. I started to quiet my fears. And what I found was that, I had been avoiding these fears. I was using all these tricks or strategies to just try to avoid these, facing these fears that were deep inside me. And so by traveling and by forcing, one of my biggest fears was to be alone, that I would end up alone. And by forcing myself to travel by myself with around complete strangers, or completely alone, it forced me to dig deep within myself and to find a relationship with myself that never existed. And so it's a relationship that I constantly struggle to build. But I've actually come to a place now where I'm comfortable being alone. And I enjoy being alone. I enjoy my time to be with myself. Because it's not being alone, it's actually reconnecting and building my relationship with myself. And that building of the relationship with myself allows me to build better relationships with people around me. It allows me to connect with the world at a much deeper level. It helps me become happier. And if not happier, at least more peaceful. I'd say that's one of the big things about this journey, is that I've been able to find the level of peace. It's a struggle. It's a constant remembering and then forgetting and then remembering and then forgetting and then remembering. It's this challenge of to constantly remember. You know, a few things that I've learned along the way is that our minds run out of control in this busy, hectic life that we're in. We're always chasing, endless chasing. There's this obsession for more. And this obsession blinds us from the reality of we don't have relationships with ourselves anymore. You know, basically I figured out that there's four ways that I myself have averted forming a better relationship with myself. That one is obsessing, you know, which includes addiction and you know, working too much, so workaholic, just being obsessed with being better. Self-improvement, oddly enough, self-improvement is can be an obsession. Chasing for money, chasing for good time as well, you know, that could be partying. I have a very obsessive personality. I'm a type A personality. I just go after it. And the other one is blaming, you know, just blaming the world or blaming other people about things not going the way that I think I want them to go, or creating obstacles or frustrations for me. Another one is avoidance, which is, you know, really where it comes into the drugs and alcohol thing, resting, staying in bed. Another one is trying to control. And trying to control, it creates a lot of frustration as well. And yeah, so it's this complete aversion to having a better relationship with myself. And I found that along this trip, while I'm walking, it gives me time to recognize what's really happening. It distills all of the noise down into the truth that I'm avoiding being with myself. I'm avoiding the life that is right here, right now. And so that's recognition. So there's this acronym called RAIN that helps calm the mind and bring the attention to the life that is right now. So the R stands for recognition. The second stands for attention, which means once you recognize, then you direct your attention towards. A also means for allowing, so it's recognizing, drawing your attention towards, and then allowing the moment to just be here, not trying to do anything with it, not trying to obsess over it, not trying to blame it, not trying to avoid it, not trying to control it.
Now the I is one of these things that sometimes you need to do it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes just the recognizing and allowing is enough to kind of find this level of peace. But on bigger things, or on things that seem to jumble up and cause this disillusionment in me, that's when I go to I, and these walks, this walking that I've done, is really where I spend a lot of my time in the I, and the I stands for investigation. Investigate with compassion. That is to really not judge, not criticize or condemn, but just look at what's happening in a caring way. So what's really happening? How am I reacting to this? Why am I reacting to this way? Why am I reacting to it this way and not another? So how can I handle it better? How can I handle this situation or this thought better? Who do I become when I react this way? Who do I become when I react a different way? What am I believing? How can this serve me? How can I let go of it? See, it's all about investigation. It's really all about bringing the truth into my conscious awareness. And then one thing that I find that really helps me, I almost go to it almost automatically now, is when I catch myself in this jumbled frame of mind, this fearful mind, I go right to gratitude and what I'm grateful for. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I'm grateful for is my health. Having been so